Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's executive editor, Josh Fennett, asks, what can the mastermind of the much maligned mall teach us about cherishing our high streets? Here he is.
What if I asked you to name the most important architect of the 20th century? Right. Now, how about if I told you it was actually someone you'd never heard of? I imagine you'd need a little convincing. Yes, the mighty Le Corbusier proffered his own brand of chilly Swiss modernism, and it made waves. And the glitzy guys and gals of the Glass and Steel Brigade, think Renzo Piano or Zaha Hadid, shaped the modern city admirably. But I think the man behind the mall deserves a place in the pantheon too. And his work is ripe for reappraisal while we're at it. So let's see if I can convince you. And to make my point, a building of course. The Northland Mall, a squat, square, red brick affair, surrounded by a car park and packed with shops and places to graze. It's in the city of Southfield, Michigan, and was built in 1954. What's more, it was a hit. But this is where opinions on its significance diverge. The building was masterminded by the Austrian émigré Victor Gruen. It was erected as an all-encompassing out-of-town affair, bedecked with fountains, finery and plenty of plants, that started a paradigm shift which we're still seeing today, from Dubai to Thailand and Australia. Move over mom-and-pop shops and forget all about that traipsing from butcher to baker and back. The new customer of the mid-1950s anyway wanted convenience and consistency and car parking and maybe a haircut while they're at it. And boy, was Victor Gruen right. The rest of this tale is a much-told trope. Malls quickly monopolised the US shopping scene and proliferated for the next 40 years. They also made shopping a bit samey, boring and bland. They sucked customers from the traditional high streets and priced out characterful independent retailers. But is the story of the Northland Mall one of a mistake or of an innovation? What's the legacy of this prototype that was demolished in early 2018? To understand the importance of the Northland Mall, we'll need to know a little bit more about its architect, Victor Gruen. Well, Victor David Grunbaum, as he was born, entered the world into an affluent Jewish family on a balmy day in the summer of 1903. The promising young architect worked here before emigrating to America, just as the Nazis goose-stepped in to annex Austria in the Anschluss of 1938. Gruen landed in New York with a future that was far from made. By his own confession, he had an architect's degree, $8, and no English. After a stint as a draftsman, Gruen sold his services, particularly a panache for window dressing, to an increasingly impressive roster of Fifth Avenue department stores. No mean feat in the cash-strapped era of the post-war US. By 1941, he was eyeing up another move entirely, this time into marriage and across to Los Angeles. After 10 years of tinkering, Gruen founded an eponymous studio and soon he was ready to build the first example of that most American of institutions, the mall. Northland Mall was a success story and spawned hundreds of imitators, but Gruen's malls are the centre of a tragic misunderstanding. His creations were supposed to celebrate rather than destroy the high street, to bring the joys of communal space to the burbs. Gruen envisioned his creation as a self-contained city centre, with offices, homes, kindergartens, public art aplenty, and, as these were suspicious times, bomb shelters too. He saw them as spaces that would bring the verve of urban life to the boring, car-centric suburbs. Incidentally, and ironically, Gruen hated cars. He likened the effect of rubber-wheeled vehicles on public health and happiness to that of an open sewer, one in a litany of ironies about this much misunderstood maestro. This is where the Austrian's tale turns tragic, however. Gruen grew to hate what he created. In later life, after various master planning projects in which he attempted to save US cities from which he'd sucked the life with his malls, he returned to Vienna, dejected. When asked about the malls after his homecoming, he barked that his original ideas had been bastardized, stating in a lecture that he refused to pay alimony for these bastard developments. But pay he did, in reputation and with a growing sense of guilt over how his idealistic malls had tugged at the threads of urban life. In his final years, he worked to improve the city that first inspired him all those years before, pedestrianising swathes of the first district of the Austrian capital to safeguard shoppers from those pesky cars. It was in Vienna that he died in 1980, around the time that the first mall opened up on the fringes of the city. Even though Gruen's creations curtailed the high street for a solid half century, his hard-won conclusions and genuine remorse for what buildings such as the Northland Mall did are more relevant today than ever. Victor Gruen, the mall maker, may not have been the best architect of the 20th century, but that certainly doesn't mean that he wasn't the most important.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Josh Fennett for today's episode. And remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.